Today we're going to look at a little letter in the Epistle of John, 1 John, and we're going to read it and get some insight from it. This was a letter sent to an addressee which didn't receive it. Also, the letter, it's an unknown author. But if you read John, the Gospel of John, and this 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Hebrews, those will give you an incline that this was the Apostle John who wrote it. Well, I believe that. So you can make your own judgment. When John wrote this letter, he was quite an elderly man, old man, if you want to call it that. And why he wrote this letter, it's because there was a sect who was going around in that time saying that the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord and Jesus Christ, is two different persons. And they goes by the name of Gnosticism. And the Greek word for this is gnosis, which means knowledge. And what it does, it generally, they didn't believe in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. So maybe you can read up on that more. But we're going to read this letter. This letter is about fellowship. And this morning in our breaking of bread, Don talked about the Lord Jesus Christ with his disciple when the breaking of bread was actually formed. And he was having fellowship with his disciples. And this is what this letter is about. We're going to see it as we read it. The doctrinal foundation of all true fellowship is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There can be no true fellowship with those who hold false views concerning him. A person either is a child of God or is not. There is no in-between ground. The epistle is filled with extreme opposite, as light and darkness, love and hatred, truth and lie, death and life, God and the devil. So we're going to read the first four verses, and then we'll just comment on them as we go along. 1 John chapter 1, and reading from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled, in encouraging the world of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, that declare to you, that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be filled. We'll just stop there for a minute. Right there in the first two verses, we see here that here is the apostle writing about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father loving the Son and sending the Son. But just hold your place right there, because we see right there in the beginning, and jump over to John's Gospel, John's Gospel chapter 1. And we're going to read a couple of verses to just back up this, because we have seen it right here, that which we have seen from the beginning. We want to just confirm it, that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, was with the Father right there in the beginning. And we read verse 1 from John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. He, in him, was life, and the life was the light of men. And jump down to verse 14. And it said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So that is it. That was in the beginning. We see here the Lord Jesus Christ being shown that he was with the Father. And not only that, he came down to be a substitute, to pay the price, the penalty for all our sins, and to die there. The first two verses is eternity. He was with the Father from the beginning. His incarnation, that's what it's all about. We see that too. That he was with God the Father, and he came down in this world as a real man. That we just read in verse 14. He laid aside his glory, and he came down in this world to took on himself, mankind. He became man to die there on Calvary for us. And so, as we look on it this morning, we want to think of God the Father and the Son having fellowship together. Here we see the apostles, right? It said the we, so it's not one. It's more than one of them. And they have seen him. They handled him. They sit down with him. This is what this is saying. That which we have seen from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, our own eyes, we have looked upon. Our hands have handled him. The Word of life. So here we saw that the Word of life became flesh and dwell among us. We won't want to go into the details of that, because it's like you are going to ask God, well, how does this happen? You either believe it or you don't. This is what these people were doing. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. And so they come to their own conclusion. They say they have a higher brain. They had more knowledge than the apostles. And so they believe it. So that, I think that's why the apostle John wrote this, so that the normal guy, the normal brethren, the normal Christian could understand it. And so we thank God that these men were there to write the scripture, you know, so that each one of us can understand it. It's in our hand today. But remember, in those days, they didn't have it. So we have it. We should read it and look into it day by day and understand it by ourselves. The apostle handled him, saw him, gazed upon him with deep meditation. Handled him, the Word of life was real. It was a real person. The body of a person became flesh. The flesh, God himself, became man to die for us. Yes, we can believe that this morning, dear ones, because we have put our trust in him. And one day he's coming to take us back to be with him. Anyway, we go to verse 3, and it said, that which we have seen, again, we have heard, we declare to you. That is who is declaring this to the local believers, the local Christians. This is what he's saying. We declare it to you because he is real. We have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with him. With who? With God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what a believer does when he or she comes into fellowship. You come into a relationship with the Father and the Son. And this is it, dear ones. If you do not, as I read the statement, if you do not believe in that, then you can't have fellowship with God or his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the basic of our Christian belief. You have to believe it. God the Father sent the Son. The Son was willing, and he went to the cross and died there for us. You have to believe that. He was God. He laid aside his glory, his garment, his riches, and he came and died for us. And we this morning have this privilege. We're going to have a fellowship luncheon. That's what we are going to have today. And this is all we gather. Fellowship talk about two or more people in a communion. They have fellowship together. This is what you do. And why we have fellowship? We have fellowship to get to know each one better, to get to know what's going on in the life of one another, to tell them, you know, you say morning or good evening, but that's it, and you're gone. But when we sit around the table, Mike was saying that this morning, you know, you're heating some food, but it's not only heating a food. You're telling them what's happening into your life, if it's asked, you know. Oh, so how are you doing? What's happening? How is the children? How is the grandchildren? And so forth. But this is the basic, having fellowship, talking to one another, telling them you care for them, telling them, well, I'll pray for you, telling them God loved them and God care for them. Fellowship, dear ones. That's what the apostle was telling these dear ones here this morning about. Having fellowship. I with you, with us, and only the true fellowship will be regarded. Here in verse 3 he said, truly our fellowship it is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, so that's where we come from. That's where we start. You ask the Lord to forgive you from your sins, and then you come into fellowship to serve the Lord. Whatever you do day by day, that's what it's all about. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be filled. Why did he write on this? Why did John write on this fellowship? That our joy may be filled. Your joy, my joy may be filled. Why? We can't get joy from the world. No, the world joy is something that's going to end. The only way you can get real joy, wonderful joy. You ever hear that song? Let Jesus come into your heart. Your sin, he'll wash away. Your night, he'll turn to day. And you start all over again. So if you want joy, real joy, let Jesus come into your heart. We see here, fellowship means people sharing. Fellowship means a partnership. The apostle declared the fellowship found in God and greatly tell it to the other believers. So this is it, dear ones. The love of God constrained me that he died for you. He died for me. And we have this common bond, the fellowship with one another. We come to the breaking of bread. We are having fellowship with the Father. And the Son. He asks us to remember him. We're going to have fellowship this in a little while. And that is fellowship around the dining table. And you can ask me, or you can ask Benny, or you can ask Mike, what's going on in their life? How is their job? And so forth. But this is what the Lord Jesus did. He bring us into that common bond where we can inquire. We can converse, we can encourage each other about what's going on in your life. Yeah, and we thank him for that, because, you know, the day is coming when the fellowship with each other will be no more. We will have fellowship with him, just with him. He will be the one that we're going to gaze on right there in our presence. We're going to move along. The first verse, the first chapter is a short chapter, but I have a couple of speaking time that we are going to continue to look at this very much. Verse 5 said, this is the message which we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So here we go, the first one. If you are having fellowship with God and his Son Jesus Christ, we have to walk in light. We have to walk in light. There is no darkness. There is no dullness. There is no sin. There is no gap in our life. That's what he's saying here. You walk in the light. The newness of what we are doing. What we were, what we are, and what we are going to be. What we are now. Because of what we left. That's what we are. We are going to walk in his light. In his light. And you know, when you are in light, what? Everybody can see us. Or everybody can see you. Right? If you are in darkness, no one can see you. You know, the darkness kind of glazes you around. You can't see. But here is the light. They can see, oh, that's Benny. That's Joy. And so forth. Yeah, the Lord is, our apostle is saying, walk in light as God has given us that light. We got the light from him, so we have to walk in light. We can't be walking no other way because he is light. So if you're going to have fellowship, if you're going to maintain our fellowship with each other, there got to be light in our life. Not only in our life, we got to be light in our heart. We have to get that light from him, and then we walk continually in that light. On the other hand, and it says it right here, no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship, here is the word again, fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So it's right there. This is right there. It's either you're walking with God in light, or you're walking with who? The devil in darkness. Yeah, you either know him or you don't know him. You either live for him or you live for the devil. You either serve him or you serve the devil. These are basic Christian doctrine, dear ones. You live for him. You die for him. You work for him. These are principles that is right there set up. You know, there's one day coming when all this will move away. The Bible, because we will be what? In his presence. And he's showing us these things that we can, you know, learn to live by them. Day by day, as we grow up, as we get older, you know, like myself here, we learn to live according to his principle. And how we do that, dear ones? How do we do that? We have the word here, not like the early Christians. We can read his word. We can understand it, and we can pray for yourself. Then we can have fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Ask them to pray for you. You're going through a difficult period. You're having problems. I'm sick, and so forth. But that's it. That's the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You either live for him or you live for the devil. And these are basic doctrines. God loved us. He gave his son. And he said, this is my room. You walk in light as I am in the light. Or you walk in darkness with the other partner. And who is that? The devil. He tricks us. He lies to us. And he would want to draw us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. But, dear ones, take faith and look up. He's coming again. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If we walk in the light. Now, you see, maybe I say too fast, but if we walk in the light, not only will you have, you'll have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and God himself, but now you're going to have fellowship with each believer. This is it. Each believer you're going to have fellowship with. This is continuing your mission. Because we have that aim in view. One day we want to see him. The God of glory who so loved me and gave his son for us. Yes, dear ones. Sometimes we don't understand it, you know. This morning in the breaking of bread, again, we were saying, until he comes, we will understand it better. But he gave us this book here to read, to understand, and to thank him, praise him for what he has done for us. Again, verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And that's the union of fellowship with believers there. You know, you're not only having fellowship God and the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but now you have fellowship with one another. Each one of us have fellowship with the body of Christ. And that's a good thing, because day by day as we go, you know, we grow, we go to work, we go to school, we go to play. But if you have a problem and somebody's praying for you, that's a good thing, because it helps to lift you up, rise you up above this. We think even of Denise there in the nursing home. Somebody, not only me, I know somebody else is praying for her, is lifting her up before the throne, because she's weak. And you know, when you're weak, you feel to do nothing but just lie there. But when the people of God pray for you, a lot can be done. Having fellowship is one of the dearest things to a Christian believer. Why? Because a Christian cannot live by himself or herself. You have to have fellowship to grow. You have to have fellowship to continue to learn the Word of God. You have to have fellowship to know what's going on in the local testimony. You have to have fellowship to rise up with the things of God. So dear one, as we go on day by day, take heart. Because this day, fellowship, this word fellowship, is a great word. Fellowship, having a relationship with one another, having something in common with one another, knowing that that one who you love is always praying for you. So we continue to pray to God for what he has done for us. And it's not only say that there. Let's come back to verse 7 here. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. What does that mean? That means if you sin, you know, when you sin, the fellowship is broken. You can't fellowship with God when there is sin in your life. I think I say that already. If you have sin in your life, first of all, we got to what? Confess. We got to tell him, Father. He's a father. He knows. You know, because his eyes is right over each one of us. His eyes is right there. And he knows our heart. But we got to confess it. If you don't confess, the fellowship, the chain is broken. And your prayer just bounces off the wall and so forth. But if you confess it, it says it's right here. If we confess, he is faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and to cleanse us from all, you know, not one, not two, but all our sins. Yeah, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ does. He died for us. And the sin that I have committed, he paid for it at Calvary. But the daily sin that maybe you do, that's what he's talking about. But you go to him and confess it. Confess our sin. And he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all of them. All of them. Never to be remembered no more. Yeah, fellowship. We have to have the bonds working together. Sin comes in and break it. And if that happens, we can't have fellowship. We can't have fellowship. We have to confess our sins and then get back on track. Get back on track and have that fellowship again together. Yeah, the Lord knows our heart. He knows our frame. He sees us. And he knows, while you say a lie, You didn't do that what you say you was going to do. And now come to me. I'm always here listening, waiting for you to say, Father, I'm sorry. I've sinned. Help me out of my bondage. And he will, dear ones. He will. Our earthly father does that, right? Our children come to us and ask us to help. We do help them. What about God, our heavenly father, who gave his son, died for us? Wouldn't he answer? Wouldn't he say, yes, I will forgive you. Come back. Welcome back and have a seat. Yeah, we do that. And he is always there listening for that time when you come back. So if the chain is broken, there's no fellowship. We have to ask for forgiveness and come back to him. He will forgive us from all our sins. And verse 8 said, if we say then that we have not no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So you can't even say that, you know, because he know that already. The human is so frail. His body is so frail. His mind, his intellect. Remember when God was tempted by the devil there? And it only the power of God keep him from doing anything. He was God, so he couldn't. Me and you, oh, we get hungry and we have to have something to eat, you know? So on and so on. But yeah, if you say you haven't sinned, then you make God a liar. We sin day by day. But the answer is there. You go to him for forgiveness, for cleansing. And he cleanses you. And you come back and join that fellowship. The fellowship of the local body. The fellowship with the Father. The fellowship with the Son. And the fellowship with each individual believer. That's what we do, dear ones. God so loved the world. That's it. The basic gospel that he gave his only begotten son. It's not words that we can understand. No, it's simple as that. God so loved me. Me, a sinner, a rebel. You remember Peter when he was arrested in the church? Huh? And then God reached out and said, I'm ready for you, dear one. Come on. Anyway, day by day, as we walk in our life, we come to know God, we know him more and more, and he help us to rise up against what we are going through. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, hear it, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All of them. All my sins that I have done, all that I will do, that's what God did for us and his son to die for us. And all that I will ever do, they're paid for. But you have to come and confess that I have sinned. And he will forgive us. He will forgive us. Dear ones, this morning we have that challenge to each one of us. God is always listening. He's not too far from us. And if we have sin in our life, come to him. He will cleanse us and he will lead us further along. If we say that we have not sinned, we made him a liar. And his word is not in us. So dear again, he's three times, I think, he's giving you the clamp right on top of it. You say you haven't sinned, no, you make him a liar. If you have sinned, he will forgive you. And now he's saying, if you say that you haven't sinned, you know, God knows that we will sin. And that's why the remedy of his son was paid for us. Day by day, as we grow older, as we get on in life, all of these things trouble us. But when we have fellowship with one another, with the local testimony, with the local assembly, with the local people, God knows that we will see him. One of these days, we will rise up above and beyond what is happening. How about you, dear, this morning? Are you having some problem that you think it's so far from God that He's not listening, that He's not hearing? Oh, He hears, dear one. He knows what's happening to each one of us' life. He knows. He knows. But we got to take it to Him in prayer. When we take it to Him in prayer, He will answer. He will answer. You know, and He will show us the way. Yeah. One day, soon and very soon, I think, all this will pass away and we will enter into His presence. And the work we do for Him, that's what's going to last. Yeah, somebody dusting the chapel bench, somebody putting out the books, and somebody putting the bread and all these little things that maybe you call menial jobs. But God knows. Somebody got to do it. Yeah, and that's what we do. That's the fellowship we have. Somebody doing something caused the fellowship chain to widen. Yes, dear ones, maintaining fellowship means to walk in light. If we break that fellowship, sin comes in, we got to ask for forgiveness. It says it right there. You read that when you go home this afternoon. You will see that. He is faithful and just to forgive us from all sins, all, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, not me said it. The book, God said it. So, this morning, as we move on, even downstairs, as we said, we're going to have fellowship. And that's the word for today, fellowship. Having fellowship with one another. Yeah, God is good. God has helped us to see these days. And one day, He's coming back to bless us. And why did John speak on this? Why does John speak on this? The reason is that our joy may be filled. Our joy may be filled. Yeah, that's the reason, you know? And having fellowship with one another, we have joy, real joy. The world does not give us joy. The world cannot give us good joy. Only God, by serving God in the right atmosphere, that you will get that right fellowship and mind free. In order for us to walk day by day in fellowship with God and fellowship with believers, we must confess our sins. Sins of commission, sins of omission, sins of thought, sins of acts, secret sins, public sins. Take God into your heart and forsake all of these sins. Forsake them. We can't just come and say, yes, Lord, I sin. You got to walk away from it. Move away from it. And then He will forgive us. So today, the word is fellowship. The word is fellowship. And we want to hear it day by day as you go along. In your little spare time, we want to have fellowship with the God of glory and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, we want to have it with our brothers and our sisters. So as we do that, we continue to give Him thanks for what He has done for us. If you're here this morning and haven't known that love, today you still can hear it from any one of us, the love of God. So let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank You again for Your word. We thank You, Father, that we can have fellowship with one another. Thank You, Father, that You love us so much that You gave Your Son. And Your Son went to the cross and died there for us. And because of this love, Father, we can have fellowship with one another. Draw from our hearts again the praise and the thanksgiving. And help us, Father, to go forth and continue to unite in fellowship. Because that's what You ask us to do. To love one another as You love each one of us. We praise your Father, and we thank you for each one here this morning. Just grant them a portion of blessing. We give thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.